All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? And my, it's beautiful in the neighborhood. When I say the neighborhood, we are at Cowboys and Indians off of Taft, right outside of Midtown, and you should be here too. It is an extraordinary day out in the big city.
Beautiful.
You can see the skyline from here.
You can?
There.
I don't see. Nick, oh, yeah, Nick, you can.
Nick's head's in the
through
way.
Through the trees and the power lines, you can see the skyline.
It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Harrison, it's a cast of thousands in person. Nick will be driving like Nick on his way back to the studio. Doesn't look like he's any hurry right
he
now.
He is in
back.
No hurry to get back no. And get to work. He's all schmoozing. Kirsten showed up, so he's saying hi to Kirsten.
He's signing he's autographs, all, he's taking selfies. He's
shaking
in no hurry
babies
to get back
and
do the
kissing
show.
Hands in here. It's just he's a superstar. We've created a monster.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And then after he co-hosted, you know, with Dell, he's already like just thinking, hey, this is all cake now. They can do it without me. So yeah. I guess we will. So that's why we're here.
Of course.
You guys can stop by. After us, the Blitz will be here. So we'll be here all the way till 7 o'clock. We've been broadcasting all day. They're going to have a ton of great specials. They're going to be showing the NCAA games. The environment is fantastic. The food, as Barry continues to tell you, and we will back it up, it is out of this world. So you should stop by and see us here at Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, there's a wing eating contest at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, are you in on that?
I'm going to do it.
You are.
I've decided I'll do it. Whoever else shows up, you're going to have to beat me. Good luck with that. But I did prime the pump. I've got non-quesadillas in the belly, so I'm good to go.
I thought that was yesterday at the Low T Center.
No, that's not. I don't know why you have to do that. So come out. If you think you can beat me in a wing eating contest, we'll see. I think the winner gets like a $50 gift card to Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, $50 gift card for Cowboys and Indians. So, again, you get the food in the contest, and then if you win, you get more of the food from here.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
Happy hour specials all day. And we're lucky. We didn't have to do this, but if you want to come out and try those non-quesadillas, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get 20% off.
Yeah.
That's every day, whether we're here or not. But, yeah, come by.
I wanted to try them for a good half hour, but you took both orders that I tried to get.
I did not take two, but he did.
That's what he said.
Nope, I took one. Bud Light Carbach activation on site starting at 4. It's going to be a kick-ass day all day long. The weather, oh my gosh, this weather is ridiculous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
not a cloud in the sky.
I wish I was playing golf.
Kirsten is here because she can't get enough of us. She escapes for better money at a different job, but she comes because she can't get enough of us. So she wants to be here where we're broadcasting live. She still forgets without a microphone we can't hear.
You got a salad? What? That's the dumbest move ever. Yeah, she's eating candy and she orders a salad. No one comes to Cowboys and Indians and gets a salad except Kirsten. But welcome back. It's good to see you.
All right, for those of you scoring at home, the time right now, 1:04 p.m. via my computer. Hopefully yours is similar. Nick is in his car. Let's see. Harrison, I want you to tell me when he enters the production studio. 1:04 p.m. and Nick Sciarra is coasting. Because he's been in his car for a good 45 seconds and has not even turned on the engine.
Yeah, he's not even leaving yet. I don't understand what he's doing, but that's all right.
So you can tell it has gotten to his head.
By the way, I have to update the people because I know this is super important to everybody.
Yep.
But the curse word challenge, we are on to the second round. You can get that on my Twitter, at Barry is funny. I have posted round two. There was only one upset in the bracket. There was only one upset. It was, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how to say this.
Is this the one we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, slightly. So the one big upset, where'd it go?
Here you go, preview.
There it is.
On the run again.
So the word dip poop.
Dip poop.
Right?
Yep.
Upset, SWAT, but starts with a T.
T, yeah.
That was the only upset in the first round. Everything else was pretty much a blowout, if I'm being real. So round two has started. You've got a 1-4 and a 2-3. The only off is a 1-5, and I don't think that's going to be close. But I did screw up. Now, normally, I said I would do the voting for like 3 days and 3 days, and it would carry all the way through April 2nd. But when I was doing the polls today, I forgot to extend the time, so it's only 24 hours. So if you want to get your vote in on the Curse Word Bracket Challenge, you need to get to my my Twitter account and do that now, because you only have 24 hours to do it.
And if you want to reach out and touch us in one way or another, without actually touching us, unless you come here and get hugs.
I'll hug you. Get out here. I'll hug you. I don't care.
713-780-3776, HRP listener line, where you can call or you can text. And, of course, we are available on Twitter. Nick right now unavailable on Twitter because he's being clocked as we speak, as the time is ticking to see how quickly he gets back to the station. But Barry is at Barry is funny. I am at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and we are constantly checking all of our social media so we can communicate with you. Did you watch this dumb chase this morning?
I didn't. No, I woke up at 6 o'clock with the wife, and then as soon as she kissed me goodbye and left the room, I went back to bed. I told her, I was like, oh yeah, I've got a lot of stuff to do, and then she left, and I went back to sleep, and then got up at about 10.
That's you.
What'd I miss?
Nothing. It was like the slowest chase on the planet. It literally. The guy was going maybe 15, 20 miles an hour. They stopped him no less than five times, and then he just decided after a while, you know what? I'm not done yet. I'm gonna try it again. The cops all stayed behind him.
Uh-huh.
They blocked off 610 at one point. He was not surrounded in front, but three quarters of the way surrounded, all guns drawn, everything like that. He just puts it in drive and with one tire blown out and goes again.
Now, isn't that a rule that they have that you can't do a high speed chase, that it's got, like, you can't pursue, like, it can't get too dangerous?
You want to keep the pedestrians and the innocent bystanders out of the fray. But when you say high speed, is 15 too fast?
I mean, if you're chasing your grandma, maybe not. If you're chasing your grandma, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know why they have that rule. Like, if there's a guy doing a high-speed chase, you should catch that guy.
HPD, they just did a news story on it. They went through this elaborate training where if you hit the back panel of the car correctly,
right,
you can cause them to spin out without causing anybody danger. I guess because they were under the impression that the driver had a gun.
Okay.
So they were worried about the safety of their officers and everything else.
Okay,
but
that makes sense.
But the thing just wouldn't end. I mean, it went on for over an hour.
Why not just throw a grenade at him? I mean, you could always do that, right?
At the end, I think they broke out the passenger window and did throw something into the car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's smart.
But they interrupted all the morning, you know, the Today Show and Good Morning America, just so that they could cover this thing for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Now, did Lisa cover it? Yeah. Was it on her thing?
Yeah, she did.
So I think the problem for me would be is I would be too opinionated if we had to cover something like that. There would be a lot of mean things that I would say about that person.
And that's the thing. I mean, when you are on live television, you have to go for the entire duration. And it's unfair because everybody's going to scrutinize everything you say and do. And at the same time, you're just trying to keep people as informed as possible.
Yeah.
And still talk while you're watching it unfold. And it ain't exactly unfolding at 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So it does make it difficult from time to time. But, yeah, she covered it, and it was
I think we should have a high-speed chase right here on Taft. Just Taft and Webster just right here, come up and down, and then
the play-by-play
would
be
extraordinary. Wouldn't it? I'd be like, look at this dumb son of a – no, okay, we can't say
and
that
I'd be
word.
Like, Barry, you're not on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, he's dumb anyway. But so, yeah, I mean, it was dumb, but it was overblown. I mean, you could have gone back to the news.
Yeah.
So –
so what else did I miss this morning while I was napping? Anything?
I think that's about it.
Yeah?
I mean, the NCAA's tonight. Rockets getting ready tonight. Chris Paul's iffy. We were talking about it before the show, and I fully believe he'll play because it's Blake Griffin on the other side.
Did you see my article on SportsMap?
I did, and Dell brought it up, and it was the perfect timing for that. If you didn't catch it, catch Barry's article on SportsMap.com. Talks about how the time is now to rest some of the Rockets because of the fact that everybody else is getting hurt, and you got everything wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I made the point that I don't even know – if the Warriors, if they were only missing one of their guys, for example. But I don't even know with a four-game lead, if you look at the schedules, the strength of schedule is about even for the remainder. So there's 11 games left, right? That means the Rockets would have to lose four games in a row. The Warriors would have to win those four games in a row. And then they would still have to win at least one more game than the Rockets down the stretch in 11. Yeah, exactly. So they have a five-game lead on the Warriors with 11 games to go. I don't know if – look, I would sit at all those guys. We talked about it yesterday, which is kind of what sparked that. But I would – 20 to 25 minutes max for the big three on the Rockets, which is CP3, Harden, and Capella. All of them have been banged up. You saw Capella with the wrap on his thumb. Harden had the – I guess it was
Paul
a stinger.
Paul got hurt at the end of the game the other night.
Yeah, Chris Paul grabbed the back of his hand, which is what made me – what scared me – or the back of his hamstring, what scared me the most. There's no problem with sitting these guys down. It's not going to cost them the MVP. You're probably not going to lose the one seed. And even if you do, here's the deal. If you look at the seeding, right, the one seed and the two seed aren't going to play until the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
So you're playing, you're playing like the 6, the 7, the 8 seeds in your bracket or the 4 seed. All those teams are the same. After Portland, all those teams are the same. It's time to rest some guys. Get them healthy.
You're spot on with it. So check out Barry's article on sportsmap.com. We can also discuss Nick's blatantly flagrant violation of player personnel moves in the NBA.
What'd he do?
He wants to he would be against trading Clint Capella and a first round pick for Kawhi Leonard. You're thinking about it.
On this team?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him.
No, you guys are ridiculous.
Okay,
we'll talk about that. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join us, we are Cowboys and Indians right on the outskirts of Midtown, right off of Taft. Great food, great atmosphere. Come on out. See us. Promo teams here, and when they're not eating, they're giving out lots of free goodies. So that's great as well. And, of course, the Blitz will be here after us. And you can always reach us on the HR&P listener line or on Twitter. But right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Gallery is a fantastic furniture store in the Houston area because they constantly are trying to serve the people of Houston better. That means that, you know, everybody always had to go to I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker, which was the only location. Max said, no, the hell with that. We're going to start giving you other locations you can go to with the same great deal. So they set up one in the Galleria right across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And they also set up one on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They all have the same great deals, all the same great people, but at more convenient locations for you. They have solid wood American-made furniture that's going to last at all three locations as well, including brands like Stickley. It's just fantastic furniture. All my furniture comes from Gallery. I've never had anything I've had to get rid of. Still all in great shape and still trucking along because they believe in what they sell. It's everything that Max says is exactly what they're going to do. So that means you buy today, you get it tonight. They're going to deliver it the same day. The delivery people are going to move things out of the way, get things out for you that you don't want anymore, and rearrange the furniture for you as part of the move-in process with the new furniture. There's no back order slips. You buy today and you're not going to have to wait for it. You're going to get it that same day, like I said, with the delivery. The finance people will help you as well. Customer service, they'll help you look and get exactly what you're looking for and get you set up as quickly as possible. It's the way they do business. The Astros deal is in effect as well. $3,000 or more bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedics, and if the Astros win it all, you get it all at the end of the year. That's just that deal that Matt keeps doing to make sure that you guys keep coming back again and again. Gallery Furniture, and as Mac always says, they really will save you money.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry and Joel from Cowboys and Indians. Nick on the clock, approaching 12 minutes as he is coasting, taking his time and soaking up salary as he's not hurrying to get back to produce our show. Now that he's big time and he sat in with Dell, he just feels like it's all cake and gravy from here. So
I feel like Nick's the kind of guy, the weirdo. And if you're inside at Cowboys and Indians eating lunch right now, I apologize in advance for what I'm about to say. If you're anywhere in this town eating lunch, I apologize. Yeah, I feel like that Nick, though, is the kind of guy that's going to pull over somewhere and probably masturbate before he's like, God, that was such a good show, and then get to work. That's why it might take longer than – no? Okay, just me. All right, that's fine.
Were you expecting a lot of people to just
– no, I just wanted to put Nick on blast, that's all. I was actually listening on the way in. It was a good show. It was a good convo. I wanted in on the stripper talk.
I was
disappointed about that. But, yeah, it was a good show coming in. So
Rahil
better be worried.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Wally Pipped. If you don't know Wally
just
Pipped,
like me,
just
right?
Google it. Yeah. If you look at what Nick and Dell were talking about, and they were asking me about it, and I didn't want to interrupt, but we can get into it a little bit. But, you know, if you're a fan of the Rockets and everything's going on in San Antonio, now they've had a players-only meeting where they're stressing that Kawhi has to come back, that It's something that the whole team needs, that he can't keep saying these kind of things. If he truly doesn't want to be there and they offer up a trade scenario where they offer up Clint Capella, a first-round pick, maybe even Eric Gordon, do you make the trade for Kawhi Leonard? I said absolutely, without question, unequivocally, you get one of the top five players in the league. Nick says no. You say no.
I say no as well, man. I don't know the way that this offense works, right? So you've got a ton of shooters. You've got a ton of perimeter players already. But you've seen when it's Chris Paul, James Harden, and Clint Capella this year, this team is 39-2. So over half a season, they've lost two games. Now, I'm not a math whiz, but if you did the math on that for an entire season, that's four losses. And a half a season is a pretty good sample size. Now, that's not to say they wouldn't lose more than two games in the second half or over the next 41 games. But you know what? It's a pretty good barometer of how those three play together. Why would you want to break that up? There's no other three players in the NBA that can claim that they're 39-2 when all three of them play together.
Quite simply, why I would break it up is because you can find another rim protector. You can find another Clint Capella. You know his contract. He's a restricted free agent. Someone's going to give him a lot of money anyway. But the thing is you're only as good as your big four, as Golden State has proven. It's not even a two-man game anymore. It's as many superstars as you can load up. When you look at it right now, if you're telling me Capella is the third best player on this team, or you're telling me that Eric Gordon is, and in place of that, I can take a top five player in the league, the best two-way player arguably in the league, and a guy that makes your defense better, your offense better, structurally can fit into whatever you run. He's not selfish. He's not a big-time ball hog. And for the long term, it makes you – his contract is in place for a couple more years. It makes you better over the long term. This team, for everything that you said, and I'm not arguing with a single thing you said, still hasn't proven that they can win anything either. And this way – and I know how Daryl thinks – Daryl thinks about value and assets, and he still thinks that if you were a lottery pick, even if you sucked once you got to the NBA, the fact that as an asset you were a one-time lottery pick, so you have value. I'm not sure I agree with that either, but I think that in this case he would side with the fact that I could take a proven commodity that has been an MVP candidate, that's a top five player in the league, when healthy, and I get that, for a guy that is still offensively challenged, that protects the rim, is a good young player, but I don't think he's even worthy of a max deal, let alone not considering trading him for Kawhi Leonard.
I feel like sometimes,
that's my counterpoint.
Okay, and sometimes adding a star just to add a star doesn't always make sense. Now, again, you're right. Kawhi Leonard, top five player in the NBA, absolutely. But is the small forward position the most important position on this team? I feel like once you get there's two positions, right? There's outside shooters and an inside presence. That's it. That's what the Rockets offense is. It's 3-point shots and a low post player. And so, yes, Kawhi Leonard can do that, but there's not a lot of guys that run the pick and roll better than Clint Capella right now in the NBA. That's a key component. We've talked about it. When Clint Capella's not in, look how the Rockets didn't play as well when they were missing him, when it was Nene and Tart Black. So that's a key piece. I'm with you, though. It's when you can get a guy like Kawhi Leonard, that doesn't come around very often.
Right.
But I mean, dude, they're the number one team in the NBA right now. Why mess
right
with it?
And I just think, you know, like Golden State, you've seen the guys come and go in the middle for them. They've made JaVale McGee look good. You can get another rim protector. Zaza Pachulia is the starting center, and he gets, you know, he does enough to do what they need him to do. But I get what you're saying. And, like, look, there's a good chemistry this year for those three guys being Paul and Harden and Capella. But when you come down to it, you go position by position, and you rank strength of each player. Obviously, you say Harden 1, you say CP3 number 2, and then if Capella is your number 3 or even Eric Gordon, and instead you can evaluate it and go, well, instead my number 3 would be Kawhi Leonard, and I still have, you know, other guys that can fill that fourth spot or whatever, I think for the overall longevity of success, you have to at least look at it because it is. I'm not going to say it's a generational type player you can acquire, but when you're talking about a guy that's that good and sits that highly in terms of rankings and individual players, you consider it. But
he's worth the headache to you? Because right now, let's be real, he's a headache in San Antonio. The fact that Manu Ginobili has to come out and say, well, we've just got to learn how to play without Kawhi Leonard, players only meaning, there's an issue in San Antonio, and it's all revolving around Kawhi Leonard. He's now a problem. Whether you want, I'm not denying his greatness, but this year, right now, he's a problem in San Antonio.
Well, let's talk about, you know, you can talk about that too, but let's talk about guys that were problems and how you know you've been able to straighten them out. There's a lot of teams back in the day that were taking Rodman, even though he's a problem, because they knew what they provide on the field. The Rockets took Josh Smith, who everybody said was a block problem. They shouldn't have taken.
True.
And he worked out for them. I mean, granted, on the floor, he didn't play like he once did, but he never was a problem off the floor or otherwise.
That we heard of.
I was there. I can tell you. And I'm pretty tight with the coach at that time. And I can tell you that they never had a problem with Josh Smith.
Okay.
It was more what happened on the floor that kept him from being a long-term component of this team. But, I mean, it's something, and obviously everybody wants to kick around everything at this point, but that's why – even if you look at DeAndre Jordan, DeAndre Jordan wants to come here because he's from Houston.
Now, okay. All right. If you're telling me that the next part of this equation is.
You can still get him.
If you could still add DeAndre Jordan, I'm in. I'm 1,000%. But that's, to me, that's the thing is, are you settling at the five for just a guy, just an average body that, oh, you hope every once in a while he's going to get a block shot and maybe grab 10 rebounds in a game. But if you're telling me that they figure out how to add Kawhi Leonard and then get DeAndre Jordan to make a big four to match Golden State, I'm totally in on that. The only hesitation I would have is, look how much depth Golden State lost.
True.
By adding a big four. And what is one of the Rockets' biggest strengths? Their depth. So you have to weigh that. I'm not saying I would, but you have to weigh that.
I get a kick out of everybody saying that this team and that team's bench is the best in the NBA. Have you not looked at Houston's depth?
Yeah,
at their bench?
Exactly.
It kills me. But my question for you before we get off the topic, or we can move on, or you guys can talk about it with us if you want. But my biggest thing is, how big of a separation is there between DeAndre Jordan and Clint Capella? Because offensively, DeAndre Jordan is what he is. He's not going to get any better, right? But Clint Capella hasn't given you Olajuwon-type greatness on the offensive end.
No.
He can run the pick and roll, as you've said. He finishes very well around the basket.
He can still be better at that.
He can still be better. He doesn't have low post moves like the jump per se.
Right.
So it's like, okay, there are other guys that can do what he does for you offensively. Defensively, I get it. But if you can add the former defensive player of the year that's almost a clone, he's a younger version of a DeAndre,
yeah,
it can help you.
There's no doubt that you could say that the big four of the Rockets, if the big four was CP3, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and DeAndre Jordan versus the big four on the Warriors of Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant, there's no question that it would be hard to pick one over the other.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So
no doubt about
that
it.
That would be awesome. You know what else is awesome? Eating healthy, eating good, and not having to do anything in the process. And what do I mean by that? Well, there's this thing called HealthyGourmet.com that I want you to log on and check out. HealthyGourmet.com is ready to heat and eat food that tastes delicious and is good for you. So if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to eat healthy, or you're just like me and you're lazy and you don't want to cook, you don't want to meal prep, you don't want to go through all the rigmarole of doing dishes and packing food, log on to HealthyGourmet.com today and get started with one of their meals. It's amazing food. It's prepackaged. It's delivered to your door, so you don't even have to go and get the food. You log online, you order your meals, you customize your meals, and then they ship it to your doorstep. It could not be easier to eat healthy and lose weight. They have meal plans to customize, or meal plans that can be customized for you. They've got vegan options, low-carb options, gluten-free options, paleo options, all of it online. All those meal plans, like I said, can be customized. You can add carbs. You can take carbs away. The cool thing, too, is there's no commitments and no minimums when you order online. If you just want to grab a lunch for the week, five meals, you can do that. If you want to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they've got you covered. If you order $99 or more, they ship it for free, and I'm going to save you 10% more. Log in, place your order, use promo code ESPN975. They're going to knock 10% off the top. Check it out today. It's HealthyGourmet.com. Log on, get started eating healthy right now.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Haas. He's here at Cowboys and Indians Kitchen.
We're going to get Haas on the show later.
He's changed clothes. He's like a chameleon. He wants to blend in with the crowd. So instead of admitting that he spilled the special sauce, if you know what I mean, all over the front of his shirt, that is shirt number 3. He's gone red, white, and blue now today. He's patriotic.
Later on, we're going to have Haas on the show. We're going to get to the bottom of why he's such a diva.
And, you know, if you want to reach the show, you can call 713-780-3776, where you can call or you can text or you can hit us on Twitter. And all three ways, you'll find out we're at Cowboys and Indians right off of Taft Street enjoying great food and atmosphere. You should be, too. Barry, what's up on the electronic version of our
fan
base?
So as I mentioned in the first segment, you can get online for the cursing challenge, the curse word bracket challenge at Barry is Funny if you want to vote. On the text line,
yes.
A couple of folks, they were chiming in about how good of a job Nick did, as we discussed. He did very well.
On the side of the road? Or
Nick, you were getting kudos and props for your appearance.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
By the way, how long did it take you, Nick, to get there?
I want to say it's like 15 minutes.
What's our official clock say?
Yeah, it was. We said 23
minutes, 49 seconds.
And Nick said something like 15, but he had to stop and relieve himself.
I had that chicken fried steak.
Barry was right.
I was right on that. Somebody wanted to know what kind of wing-eating challenge is going down. I think it's like you have to eat whoever eats 10 wings the fastest, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So I'm gonna do it. Of course, the bone in.
Okay.
Of course. Let's see. The best part of my afternoon just started. That's from Oz. Thank you, Oz. We appreciate it. And somebody said, I'm tempted to drive from Beaumont for the non-quesadillas. They sound amazing. I'm here to tell you they are. I've had them. Joel's on his second order of non-quesadillas. That's how good they are.
That's public knowledge. It needs to be public knowledge, but it's true.
Somebody said the Blitz did a play-by-play of a car chase last week. And then someone else said, yes, you take Kawhi. It's a no-brainer. He can guard every position, including Durant and LeBron. Leonard has the shot to play in the offense. Yeah, there's no doubt he can shoot from the outside, but my point was is you do lose that low-pulse presence and a significant part of your offense. But
I will give you something else that you were right about, which is the fact that you cannot put a value on team chemistry either. The fact that the Spurs are having team meetings internally means that there's some issues. The Rockets don't have team meetings anymore. They used to with Dwight Howard. They don't have to anymore.
Yeah. Somebody said in a wing eating contest, do you prefer drums or flats? I don't care. I think I've told the story here before, but I did a contest back. This is way back in the day, but a bunch of friends of mine got together. We ordered 50 wings, and it was first person to is Tyler honking?
Tyler's honking to see if we're using how big of a delay.
What
there
a
is.
Dumbass! He's like, yeah.
Better. By the way, now that Tyler's gone, you better not have hit my bumper.
I didn't.
Boy, oh boy. A
couple inches away.
Bullying for parking spots.
Well,
spots are opening
do.
Up, so there are openings to get out here as soon as
you
possible
do what you
before
do.
They disappear. Pockets is here, but she's not pocketing today.
I forgot what the hell I was talking about. I was talking. Beaumont's in the house, what? All the way in.
B-Town? Hey, let's give a special shout-out and a birthday shout-out to Selma, who's here celebrating her birthday. That's fantastic, which is just another reason why if she's here and you're here, it's our time, and that's what it should be here at Cowboys and Indians.
So we have a listener named Lawrence who came out today to Cowboys and Indians and said that he had brought something up. So first of all, shout out to Lawrence for showing up.
Yep, good to see him.
Second of all, he brought up something that I wanted to talk to you and Nick about and get your thoughts on. His question was, why is Altuve not on the cover of MLB The Show this year? MLB The Show 18, why is Altuve not on the cover? It's a great point. They have Aaron Judge on the cover of MLB The Show 2018, and I don't understand why that is.
Well, I can tell you one reason.
Is it just the New York?
Because it's the
New
York
East Coast
media. It's the New York bias. It's the media capital of the world. It's a guy from our sales staff that doesn't have a microphone trying to be part of the show
while we're doing our show.
The other thing is the fact that when you look at it and you talk about it and you say that, it's the same thing with Sports Illustrated a week ago. Sports Illustrated put two different issues out to talk about the baseball season, the Yankees on one cover, the Angels on the other. It's like, how much of a reminder do you need who the reigning World Series champions are?
Yeah, you know what? I said it last week and in my preview, well, my original preview on Sports Map, I did mention the Angels are better, all right? The Angels are probably going to get a wild card.
Oh, they're going to be in the Astros.
No, the Angels are better than they were last year.
Right.
They're going to be in the mix for a wild card this year. But I don't think the Angels are better than the Astros.
Completely disagree. Yeah, I agree with you.
So
the MLB on their Twitter page just put out the top 10 lineups projected for this year in Major League Baseball. Unless my eyes deceive me, the Astros are number one, the Yankees two, the Nationals three, and then the Red Sox. So you got American League teams all over, and then the Indians. So four of the top five are American League teams. And oh, by the way, the Astros are one. The best National League team is the Nationals at three, then the Cubs, then the Dodgers, then the Twins,
yep,
the Cardinals, and do you see who 10 is?
No.
The Oakland A's.
You know, that's another one that I said a lot of people are going to sleep on Oakland. I was looking for who's the next Rockies or Arizona Diamondbacks for this year, and I don't know that I see one necessarily. Okay. But if I had to pick a couple of them, the Giants could be that team this year. The A's could be that team, and the Angels could be that team where some people might be surprised at how good these teams are. But here's the thing to me that makes the Astros a better option or why you wouldn't pick the Astros over the Angels, the rotation.
Right.
The starting rotation is not – if you want to talk to me about the Nationals or the Mets or somebody else maybe having a better starting rotation than the Astros, I'll listen to you. I'm not going to agree. I think they want, from 1 through 7 have the best starting rotation in the majors. But I'll listen to those arguments from those teams, but not the Angels. They're just not there yet.
But here's the thing. Just like we talk in basketball, it's both ends of the floor. Just like we criticized the Rockets defense a year ago when they didn't have the guys that they have. It's pitching as well as its lineup. And when you look at, as you mentioned, the starting pitching and the pitching depth of the Houston Astros, and you look at MLB rating them the best lineup offensively in baseball, how can you not give them the credit and love?
Exactly. And as far as Altuve not being on that front cover, all I'm going to say is I just hope – from the fact that they picked Aaron Judge to be on the cover, I hope that sales in July slump really bad, just like Aaron Judge did. I hope that their sales just go to hell in July, and that would serve
them right.
I hope
there's a Madden curse. I hope, as long as Altuve is not on the cover, I hope there's a Madden curse.
Oh, I don't
just
know
like
if I'm
going
to hope for injuries.
I'm not saying – I didn't say it had to be an injury.
Well, that's the Madden curse, is injuries.
I'll get it. Well, then you put that little strawberry on the Sunday. I'm just saying, look
– You just hope he has a bad year.
Yeah, I hope he has an Aaron Judge July of a year ago for the entire season.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Joel, because you always like to talk about –
that lineup was Giancarlo Stanton batting fourth.
I would say three and four.
See, I would put them back-to-back, but – it's not going to surprise me if they bat somebody in between, because you're only going to be better if you're hitting in between those two guys, right? Like no, so
you're going to see a lot better pitches for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if they would hit, but man, back to back, that's going to be scary, seeing those two guys if that's how it shakes out in that lineup. But still, yeah, it's a bad look that Altuve didn't get that shot.
It definitely is. And you know what? Here's the thing that's really crazy.
Are you serious?
When we're talking about all of this, how about opening day is next Thursday?
I know.
Where did the time go?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand they're starting the season now in March, but holy cow. I saw Randy McAvoy from spring training live last night, and he goes, and don't forget, opening day is next Thursday. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Aaron just showed me a thing. Yankees manager Aaron Boone is thinking about batting Aaron Judge leadoff.
Oh, boy.
I will say this. In today's baseball, it's different. It's no longer three and four your best hitters. Usually two is your best hitter now. That's what teams are going to. They're trying to get – anytime you bat first in the order, you get the most at-bats. Second is going to get the second most at-bats on the team and so on down the road. So when you move your best hitter up to the two hole, he's getting the second most at-bats on the team. And you only lead off a game once. So the whole dynamic of leading off in the top of the order has really changed in baseball. Look at George Springer. He's not your prototypical leadoff player.
But he has speed.
Or hitter.
He has speed. So if you need a guy to ignite a rally or get something started, he can still do that as well to be like a traditional leadoff hitter. But my thing is, as long as they're one of the top three, they're still going to get a lot of at-bats. And he's going to bat every game in the first inning, which is what you want, hopefully with runners on base. And not batting him leadoff gives someone a chance to get on for you so that there are guys to knock in.
Once.
As well as, yeah, but you don't know how the lineup's going to turn over. But at the same time, I wouldn't put him at leadoff.
I wouldn't either. I'd have him hitting second, and I'd have Stanton hitting fourth.
We have Gregorius leadoff?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a good problem to have, though. I mean, if we're worried about who's on the cover of freaking video games, it's a good problem to have because you know that the Astros are in a good position. But, again, it's typical when we're talking about L.A., Chicago, and New York, and primarily when it's New York, and we've done this with MVP balloting and all the other stuff, too, in the NBA, New York's going to take precedence whether they've accomplished anything or not in the past year.
Yeah, and you know what pisses me off is that the Yankees farm system is actually loaded too.
Oh, you see,
as good as they are now,
yeah,
they're going to be even better. It's kind of disgusting, actually.
Read the article on the front page of ESPN today, and uh-huh. It talks about not only how strong their lineup is on the big league level now,
yeah.
But the fact that they've rebuilt their farm system. It's crazy because they always throw top prospects in every deal they make, and yeah. They somehow find a way to rebuild their farm system.
I don't get it. It's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts to me. So we're going to continue to roll on. We are at Cowboys and Indians right off of Taft Street, right on the outskirts of Midtown. Beautiful day in the big city. Indoors, outdoors, we're here. You should be here, too, and it's our time. Promo crew is out here giving away free things. We have a wings eating contest at 2 o'clock. Barry's going to partake in that as well. So you want to be a part of that? Well, come out and see us. Fred, AJ, and the Blitz will be on after us as well. So we'll be here out here till 7 o'clock. Stop by, see us, say hi, and have some fun and some great food at Cowboys and Indians. Back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you got Johnny Big Time back at the station as he made it back. Nick, who is just killing it on air, has completely forgot about the band that made him famous before he got famous. So he's back. Nick is at the station. Barry and I are here at Cowboys and Indians. Haas is desperately trying to get on air, so we're going to bring him on at some point.
Yeah.
He has a little pull around here.
A little bit.
Yeah, he kind of runs the show around.
He's all right.
He's on his third shirt. I imagine a purple shirt will be on before we have him on air, but we'll just have to see. Haas, what color are you going to next if you're going to wear another shirt?
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't know. All right, so what? We talked to the Astros.
Yeah.
We talked a little Rockets, but more so on the trade front. Game tonight, Pistons. Chris Paul, questionable with that hamstring we were talking about. Based on the article that you had written for SportsMap as well and what we had talked about look, the number one seed, not only in the Western Conference but in the NBA for the regular season, has basically been decided.
Probably done, yes.
Why would you risk anybody at this point, especially when you've seen the Wolves without Jimmy Butler, the Spurs continuing to deal with Kawhi, all the injuries, Cleveland's trying to get their guys back. Don't risk it. Golden State, everybody's mad in Houston like they're disrespecting the Rockets because they're resting all these guys. The fact is they know they've conceded. They just need to be healthy so that they give the Rockets a run in the postseason so they're getting their guys healthy.
That's it. That's my point. I at this point, any of these other accolades aren't worth it because the last thing that this team wants or needs is to see a collapse by their guys because they're tired or banged up or not 100%, because that's what happened last year. Remember, that was the big thing. Harden faded down the stretch. He got tired. He didn't have it in Game 7 versus the Spurs. You don't want a repeat of that. It's time to rest these guys. It's time to let them be 100% healthy going into the playoffs.
No doubt about it. Because
and this is a good game to start with. Who cares if you lose
Detroit.
To the Pistons? Yeah.
But I get it. From the standpoint of who wants to play, there's absolutely no doubt Chris Paul wants to play tonight simply because of the fact that once the whole melee went down with the Clippers, Blake Griffin was then traded. So it took all the luster away from and all the anticipation and the fire.
Yeah.
But now Blake Griffin's coming to town with his new team, and I don't think anything's forgotten between Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. And I think for that simple fact, he's going to push hard to play tonight because he wants to send another message. And also, we've seen the togetherness of this team. I'm pretty sure that based on what, you know, we saw what Gerald Green did with Gorgui Dieng and Paul, but this team is very much galvanized. They all want to come together and send a message to Blake Griffin as well.
I haven't watched a lot of Pistons games.
Looks ugly right now.
Blake Griffin got off to a great start with them.
They won their first couple games.
It's faded a little,
and then
right?
it became exposing the fact that aside from Blake Griffin, they don't have a whole lot of pieces, and what they do have, Reggie Jackson is so overpaid. He's making like 11 or 12 a year, and that seems like a bargain. But for what he brings and how much of a selfish player he is, it's hard to watch the Pistons. I mean, they went for it. They thought they needed to make a move that would have an impact. After winning the first two games, they really thought it was going to impact them positively.
Right.
It's been awful.
Yeah, they've won three games in the month of March so far. Now, to his credit, I recall somebody saying, oh, man, after those first couple of games, it's been bad. Blake Griffin in the month of February, since the trade, because I think he got traded at the end of January, but since the trade, month of February, averaging 18.3 points a game and 6.8 rebounds. That was for February. March, 23 points a game. So
he's carrying the load,
yeah,
but he's having to carry too much.
Okay. Yeah, but this is one of those teams. I mean, the Rockets still have Atlanta on the schedule and Phoenix. These are all teams that these guys could be sitting out and getting a rest. Remember what the Astros did down the stretch last year? Jose Altuve had to take a break. He had to sit down. You had that luxury. This team, this Rockets team is deep enough, and they have the luxury to be able to put Eric Gordon in as a starting shooting guard and let James Harden take a night off and then flip that and let Chris Paul take a night off. You have the pieces, Nene, Tark Black. You can go with a small lineup to start a game. Let these guys rest.
I'm going to give you what I gave you before, too, and that is until Mike D'Antoni knows exactly what his rotation is going to be like in the playoffs, put Brandon Wright out there. As long as he's healthy and able to play, you got to realize and analyze what do I have with Brandon Wright in case there's an injury to one of my bigs. Because we know that if he doesn't have confidence in you like Montrezl Harrell, you're not going to play in the postseason. So you got to find out what you have there. Is Joe Johnson washed up? Or is he a guy that's a viable option? Well, you got a 10 games or so to try and find out because you've got everything decided, but you don't know what you have in him because since he's been a Rocket, he's been an afterthought. He hasn't done anything that you've gone, wow, that's why they got Joe Johnson. I remember reading articles when they got him going, well, there's your fourth option for the big four. Joe Johnson added to what they already have.
Definitely
not even close. He's not even in the rotation right now. So you got to find out what you have there. Gerald Green, can he find some consistency so that you can play him on a more regular, and can he defend a little bit? Because we know in the playoffs you're going to need that. So you've got the games to play with. You have the pad that you need to do it.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, no doubt. Somebody texted the show and wanted to know who you think their Packers are taking in the first round.
I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard.
Well, who do you think? Not what you heard. Who do you think?
Man, I
or do you have a preference? Do you have a want?
Here's the thing. Everybody was rumoring right off the top the UTSA pass rusher, University of Texas San Antonio pass rusher, and Lance said he's very good, he's very raw, but now that they got Muhammad Wilkerson, they don't really need that. With Jordy leaving, there's a good chance at wide receiver. They're going to take the receiver from Alabama, but my big thing is it takes a while to get that trust. Like we're talking about with D'Antoni.
Right.
You got to build up a trust and timing with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know if they're better off getting a veteran or if they're going to go that route. I would like to see them add depth to their receiver, and they still need a corner one way or the other. So I would go one of those two ways. I'm trying to remember now. The wide receiver, the burner from Alabama, is what everybody is saying. It's right on. I can't think of it right now, but they're now saying that that's who could go there.
Okay.
Lance's latest mock, he's got the Packers taking a receiver.
Okay. So that would be not your preference, your preference. You don't care?
I'm fine with that. You know, I'm kind of like Brian Gain. I'm not going to be Patrick Creighton. I like what they're doing so far to fill holes. I don't care how they go about it, and they still have a first and a second round pick in Green Bay. So as long as they continue to fill holes and make the team better, I'm good with it.
All right. Kirsten just tweeted out, please tell the owner of CNI, or of Cowboys and Indians, that this salad is awesome. I'm telling you guys, the food is ridiculous. You've got to get out here. And here's a pro tip. Tyler, producer T. Scott, he's really good about taking a food item on a menu and enhancing it or making it better. Mm-hmm. So they have this – what's it? It's called the 65 – what is it called? The 65 sauce.
I think it's a 65 sauce, yeah.
They've got this 65 sauce that they give you with the non-quesadillas, which is really good sauce. So Tyler took that, and it adds a little bit of kick, and he put it on the Himalayan Heat Burger. He said it was just ridiculous. So that's a pro tip from producer T. Scott, who's known for coming up with really good food concoctions. Also, before we get past it, I just saw Jordan walk by.
Yeah.
And Jordan parked in a handicap spot.
Yes, he did.
And I'm putting him on blast for the whole world to know that Jordan just decided that he can park in a handicap spot and do his thing. Now, it reminds me, this happened a couple days ago. I saw a guy do that, and I called him out, and I made him move because he didn't have a sticker. And then somebody came up to me, and they were like, man, you're kind of brave for doing that. He looked fine. I was like, you know, I'm not brave, but when I'm in a situation like that, I always feel like John Quinones is watching me from What Would You Do? So that's why, that's the only reason I do it, is I always feel like I don't want to look like, I will not be made a fool of in front of John Quinones. So
I feel like John Quinones asked a bird, what would you do, when he saw Jordan? Because it crapped right on his freaking hood about the size of like $2.50. He deserves all of that and more.
Yeah, that's what
you get.
Exactly
right. It's karma.
Get, Jordan. That's what you get.
Calvin Ridley, by the way, the wide receiver from Alabama, I was thinking of, that is a Packers picking in the top 15. So we'll see what happens there. And I still can't believe – look, I keep going back to Patrick Creighton's article on SportsMap, but I just really am impressed with Brian Gaines so far. I know, as much as I've been critical of Rick Smith in the past, I like what this guy's been quietly able to do. Hasn't overspent, addressed needs, got some guys, added some depth. We'll see what they do in the draft, but I like what he's done so far.
I'm with you. I mean, I am not upset. We've mentioned it a million times already that he's not overspending. He's being smart with the salary cap, which is what you have to do in the NFL. And I can't hate on him, not in the least.
Chris Davis said he bought the MLB game, and he says he pre-ordered the MVP edition of the game, and he should get a refund
because the MVP is not on it.
Because Altuve's not.
Oh,
on.
That makes sense.
I like that. It's good thinking, Chris. I'm glad that you're also showing you're not completely one-dimensional and only talking basketball all the time with us. We appreciate you chiming in. We are Cowboys and Indians. We are here right off of Taft Street. It's easy. It's West Gray right as you get to Taft, and it's about a block and a half inside on Taft off of West Gray. Great location. You can see, depending on where you sit, the skyline. It's a beautiful day. The deck is filling up with people. Inside, outside, plenty of pretty people and good food. Stop on by and see us. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. We go till 4. Blitz goes till 7, and there's so much more of the show to come. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.